It's 9:30 p.m. on 20th Street in Saskatoon's Riversdale neighborhood. A tall man with long, dark hair and a long, dark beard carrying a backpack bursting at the seams and a tan-colored blanket steps into a school bus. The volunteers who run what's known as the warming bus nearly every night in front of City Center Church ask him what kind of soup he likes, bean and ham or beef borscht.
Do you like this? We've got bread and bun.
Michael Bourgoyne is grateful for the meal.
They've been a big help, you know, being kind enough to care about people that can't always afford a meal, I guess. You know, it helps when you can come to a bus like this where you have some really nice people that feed people with stuff that get donated or sometimes even just stuff that they have left over.
After he sits down, he recounts the months and says he's been homeless for just over a year.
I guess out of the year and 2.5 months, maybe 3.5, 4 months were spent inside off and on at a friend's place or family. The rest was pretty much all outside.
Bourgoyne sleeps wherever he can at night. Sometimes it's in a shelter, sometimes it's outside. He ended up that way, in his words, because of his drug habit.
Kind of more or less quit Mary Jane, smoking Mary Jane Cheddar, and traded it for the all-famous meth habit. But it wasn't even my habit that, you know, kind of ended me up on my dad's bad side for a bit and getting kicked out of being able to stay up there. You know, it was more or less kind of, you know, the odd snagging the money a bit here and there. It's not like I didn't think he was gonna not notice. I knew he would, and I knew eventually it would come to what it did, so yeah.
He says he'll eventually try to quit, just not now. In the meantime, he goes bin picking to get extra money for drugs.
Otherwise, I might not bin pick at all or anywhere near as much. No, I try to stay away from certain places most days at certain times because there's people that I've had issues with.
As he finishes his soup and bread and gets ready to head out to find a place to sleep for the night, he tells me what else he wants people to know about him.
I'm not anywhere near what they think most homeless people are like. It'd be nice if they ask the person what the heck they're doing once in a while. Even if I look like I'm angry, I'm not going to spaz out on them for asking. It'd be a lot better than just assuming somebody's a certain way when they're not.
In Saskatoon, Laura Fominoff, 650 CKOM.